I really didn't think they'd last the day, I have to be honest with you. I think the way they batted in the game so far has been pretty poor. They lack the discipline, I thought, to be able to last that much on the last day on a wearing pitch against a rampant Australian attack. As it transpired, was based around Paul Collingwood's determination. He's an absolutely indefatigable batsman, Paul Collingwood. He showed what can be done. He learnt the lessons from the Australian batsmen. Too many batsmen in the innings, second innings as well, got out the cross-batted shots. And it's not the way to play on slow last day pitches where the bounce is a little bit uneven. Collingwood showed the way. And of course, finished off in dramatic style by Jimmy Anderson and Monty Panesar.
And what was the atmosphere like as it became evident that, in fact, this was going to transpire and we weren't going to lose?
Well, I think I don't think you say they weren't going to lose until right at the very end. That was the whole point. 9 wickets down, and it's been a marvellous crowd here all through the game. And the packed house today, and I mean, they were absolutely absorbed in the. In the contest, got noisier and noisier, and I'm sure that they really drove the batsmen on right at the end, cheering every run, every block ball. It was a wonderful atmosphere out there. I do have to say that I think that in the last sort of half an hour of the game, England rather, I think they let themselves down with the time wasting, sending the 12th man on. That's an old tactic, send the 12th man on with some gloves, waste, use a bit of time. You see, Australians were giving out more than the requisite number of overs in the final hour, 15 overs to be bowled normally. They were going to get more than that in. England needed to slow it down. That was understandable. They could have done it themselves, probably out in the middle of the batsman. 12th man comes on, that's fine. They did it once, then they did it again the following over, and I just thought that was shabby, sending the 12th man on and the physiotherapist. I thought that was rather demeaning. I thought they didn't need to do it that way. And I thought they let themselves down there.
OK, and just looking ahead briefly, Mike, do you see any changes coming up for the lineup?
I'm pretty sure there'll be changes for Lords. Not necessarily directly on the back of any performances here, but I'm a great believer that you do play the best side according to the conditions. You do it with spinners. I've done spinners here. You do it with seam bowlers, and you can do it with batsmen too. I'm pretty sure that the 13 players who were originally selected for this game, that's the 12 who remained here, plus Ian Bell, who went back to Warwickshire, plus the addition of Steve Harmison, I could see, would be maybe a 14-man squad. They'll announce that later on today. That would be a reasonable 14. Now, I think the chances of a second spinner playing at Lords would be remote. It's got more pace in it, but it also lasts better. It doesn't really deteriorate at Lords. It seems to get better and better. It does have some bounce in it, and that might suit Harmison. It can swing there, which would suit Onions. I should think that despite his heroics here, the chances would be that Panesar would miss out there. And possibly Stuart Broad, who I don't think really has bowled anywhere near the potential they see in him. His record yet has to match the hope that people are putting on his bowling.